Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Vayishlach, we hear about the terribly painful and terribly challenging episode of the abduction and abuse of Dina. Yaakov's daughter Dina gets kidnapped and abused by Shechem, who offers Yaakov an agreement to join with Bnei Yisrael, yet Shimon and Levi trick Shechem and the city into getting a bris milah, and when they do, Shimon and Levi kill them to avenge Dina's abuse. And there is so much to say about this entire episode, and all of the Mefarshim ask questions about what Shimon and Levi did, and was it justified? Were they correct? The Rambam, for example, Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, says in Hilchos Malachim Perek Tes, Halacha Yudalid, that Shimon and Levi were entirely correct in their actions, because the people of Shechem were guilty of transgressing mitzvos b'nei Noach. All non-Jewish people have a chiyuv to keep the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, but Hamor, the son of Shechem, and the other citizens did not keep those mitzvos. Hamor ben Shechem abducted Dina, and the people of the city were negligent by not making courts of law and establishing a moral legal structure which would have punished Hamor for kidnapping Dina and for doing what he did. And therefore, says the Rambam, they deserved to be executed. The Ramban, on the other hand, Rav Moshe ben Nachman, who died in 1270, disagrees with the Rambam in his Perush on the Torah, and the Ramban asks many questions against the Rambam. The Ramban suggests that Shimon and Levi were trying to take revenge on because of what Shechem had done to their sister. They therefore killed Shechem and all his family and all the inhabitants of the city that were under his authority. Of course, there is so much more to say and so many mefarshim to look at. What, for example, if anything, did Yaakov know about the plan? Did they talk to him about the plan? The Medrash says that they didn't. But why did Yaakov react the way he reacted, etc., etc.? For this brief FMT, I'd like to focus on another question. When Yaakov first hears that Shechem abducted his daughter, the Torah says in Perek Lamed Dalet Pasuk Hey, V'Yaakov Shama Ki Time Es Dina Vito Uvanav Hayu Es Miknehu Basadeh V'Hecharish Yaakov Ad Bo'am. Yaakov heard that Shechem had defiled his daughter Dina, but Yaakov's sons were with his sheep in the field, and V'Hecharish Yaakov ad Boam, Yaakov remained silent until they returned from the field. And on this pasuk, the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, Parsha Pei, Piska Vav, quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, Perik Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis. The pasuk there says, V'ish tevunos yacharish, a wise person remains silent. And the question is, why? Why indeed was Yaakov silent? Wasn't he upset? He didn't respond until much later. What was he waiting for, that his sons would come home from the sheep? Why would Yaakov need to wait for that to happen? Rev Shimon Schwab, who died in 1995, asks these questions in his Sefer Ma'ayan Beis HaShoeva on the Chumash, and he says the following beautiful idea. Yaakov had a few reasons to be incredibly angry at the people of Shechem. There's the obvious reason, of course. His daughter was abducted. It was a terrible, terrible, terrible thing for her. Not to mention the Chilul Hashem it caused. But Yaakov was not prepared to respond until he was absolutely certain that that was the only reason he was upset. Yaakov could be excused for being angry at the people of Shechem for another reason, for example. After all, he could have been personally insulted. The Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, says that Yaakov established a currency system for the people of Shechem. He established a system of commerce. He established bathhouses. So it would be understandable for Yaakov to be personally insulted. I did all of this for you, and this is how you repay me? By doing that to my daughter? But no, Yaakov would not respond. He would never respond until he was 100% certain that his response would be coming from completely and entirely a place of l'shem shamayim. V'hecharish Yaakov ad bo'am. He remained silent until his children came home. And when they returned, v'yichar lahem od, he was very angry. Why? Ki nivala asa v'Yisrael. Because Only then, when he realized, only after it was very clear that a terrible, terrible thing happened to people in Klal Yisrael, that it was a Chilul Hashem, only after it was very clear to Yaakov that that was the reason that they were angry, only then did Yaakov permit himself to respond. This whole episode is an incredible lesson. Whenever we think we're doing something to serve God, to honor God, to avenge a Chilul Hashem, we must wait. And we have to be extremely, extremely, extremely careful that we don't mingle our personal emotions or our personal needs together with what we think are lofty goals. Have an amazing day, everyone!